This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning and welcome. Nice to be with you this morning. Hump day. It's Wednesday. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. And this is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's for the average Joan when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro. The average Joe can go to CJR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. Pirates lost yesterday, 7-4 to the St. Louis Cardinals. They're going to play again same time as yesterday, 6:40 tonight. You can listen right here on The Fan, you know. As always, flagship home, the Pittsburgh Pirates. This one was frustrating for a whole bunch of different reasons that we'll get to. Penguins' schedule was released, and they play the Rangers, the Red Wings, and the Hurricanes in the first month of the season. There's some tough opponents right away, but also some common Eastern teams that they usually play are in there, so it's not that foreign. We can talk about that if you have an opinion on the schedule. Kyle Dubas not exciting fans too much with some of the moves that he's made so far, so we'll get more into that. It seems like some small deals over time. Or in the first day of free agency, just some little small deals. First, he says we're going to go get younger guys and faster guys, and they kind of backpedals. Like, oh, actually, you know, we're going to do our best. We're going to do what we can. Yeah. All right, we'll get to that. Don't worry. All things to talk about this morning, Penguins and Pirates, they're the big ones in the news right now. So if you want to call, you can, 412-928-9370. Give me a call, and we'll talk. 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X. That's at @Callis_33. That's @CALLAS_33. I also have a hot dog eating contest coming up. And the Bowser Theater is now a source. It hasn't been before. It's now a source on our video stream. So it's going to be... this is going to be legit. You know, I was confused for a moment. I was like, are we doing this live on the air? And it looks like we're doing it live on the air, the hot dog eating contest. So 10 minutes, like 100 hot dogs are being supplied. How much can we eat in that time? Me, Donnie Football, Austin City Limits Bechtold, intern Dom, Sean, don't call me Seth Myers. I think we're all in it. I think we're all in there. And Donnie and I are working together this morning, and I don't know how that's going to go. It seems we're the two favorites for this hot dog eating contest, but I still want to beat him because that's $500. That's $500 that I could have for eating hot dogs. I'm not eating a single thing at all today. Nothing. I know Chris Mahler was talking to me on Friday, said you got to eat something, you want to expand your stomach. I know my body well enough. I mean, you know, sometimes I deal with lactose intolerance and other stuff, and you don't want me to go too much into detail about that, but I think when I eat that food, like, I feel real heavy, and I don't want to feel heavy for this. I want to go in there like, you know what, I absolutely need a meal. I need to eat something, and that's when I'm at my best. So maybe I'll have, like, an apple juice or something like I usually do in the morning, just going to skip the Pop-Tarts, skip the oatmeal shake. I'm not doing any of that, just going to go just with some liquids, and then we'll see. But a lot of water, too, though. That'll help, a lot of water to drink. So, yeah, that's happening. Hot dog eating contest today for $500 among the producers of 93.7 The Fan. Donnie and I are working together this morning. I haven't seen him. He texted me, though, around 4:30 this morning, and I haven't seen him. I think he's either preparing in the back or he's not here yet. But if he's preparing in the back, I think he's just in a habit because the studio is open. He can just prepare in here like Crowley and Doran usually do. So that's whatever it is, though. But no, I'm excited to work with Donnie and just to have a friendly moment here where I can't see him, so I can just hope he's not listening. But because we're competing today, and I don't want to be too nice, but it's nice working with Donnie. I met him first at the Waynesburg University sports announcing camps, and he was my counselor. And I looked up to him then, and I still kind of look up to him now. It's nice that it's interesting just to think. Like, that was in 2016, and now it's 2024. We're 8 years past when we first met, and now we're both doing Pittsburgh sports radio things at the best, 93.7 The Fan. So it's just a nice humbling moment there. It's nice to see nice to work with him, and it's nice to see us both doing the thing. So it's cool. Now, in terms of the hot dog eating contest, I want to crush him and all the other producers for that matter, as much as I like all of them on a regular basis. Dom DiTommaso is somebody that I'm not actually a huge fan of right now, because this dude was saying that, remember last year, and I have not let this go. Last year, this man said that it would be better for the world if I were sacrificed to aliens, because, you know, they could be satisfied faster by eating me. We all know what that means. Yeah. Okay. And then Dom tried to eat that giant fast food meal and couldn't do it. Couldn't finish it. So in terms of him having chances here, I mean, maybe he's gotten a year to practice. That's whatever. But what, you know, I'm not buying it. I'm not too confident in that. That's just interesting. I mean, he said that before. He couldn't handle the big man's meal. And now he's trying to talk smack on X. Sean's been very quiet. That's kind of scary. Although, when I mentioned on the air about a week ago when Pony called us, I said, or Pony called me a couple weeks ago, I said, Sean's an underdog, and Sean texted me back and along the line said, are you serious? What? So he's just kind of flying under the radar. Austin Bechtold, City Limits, just seems happy to be here. And he's like, oh, I could probably down 3 or 4. And I'm just like, I'm just like, yep, that's awesome, man. Yeah, happy you're here too, man. Donnie's the one I'm most concerned about, though, if I have my eyes on a swivel, my head on a swivel. And he's the one I'm most concerned about because he's a very kind man, and I don't want to insult him, but I think I'm going to beat him. So, hot dog eating contest today, 3 o'clock during the PM team. That's something to look forward to. 4th of July is here. I mean, it's here. This year is zipping by very quickly. We're in July already, and 4th of July is tomorrow. And the All-Star break's right around the corner for Major League Baseball. And that's usually my first indicator. I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the show before. But the All-Star game for baseball was always the indicator for me that summer was starting to come to an end. Because, you know, I would watch the Home Run Derby all the time. I'd watch the All-Star game. And then I'd think, nothing exciting is going to happen until the playoffs start in October for baseball. And by that time, I'll be back in school. Now, what's awesome is that now I work at a great place, two great places, as a matter of fact, and there is no summer vacation. I can't say that. I can take a vacation if I want to, but I haven't. I'll have to get that scheduled soon. But there's no, like, you know, there's no, like, big break. There's no, like, 3 months that you're off anymore. So everything's just kind of been clumped into a routine for me, and it's a little different now. So, I mean, it feels a little different, but before, I remember I'd always be just terrified because I knew after I'd watch the All-Star game in baseball, once July hit, it's like, you know, summer's almost over. This is rough. And then August was just terrible because I tried to salvage every day before the end of the month came around and we had to report back to school. So, yeah, enough about me. Let's talk about the Pirates. 412-928-9370. At Callas underscore 33, C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33 on X. Talk to me about hot dog eating contest too, if you want, if you're interested. I see a lot of people are invested and a lot of people are giving their opinions. So talk to me about anything. Pirates, Penguins schedule coming out, what they're doing in free agency so far, the fact that I don't think still that they've come to terms with Sidney Crosby yet. Whatever side's holding up that end of the deal. I'm hearing that the Penguins did reach out. Maybe Crosby's on vacation. Maybe he isn't interested in an extension. Oh, my. Let's speculate. And then the Pirates lost in a tough way. 412-928-9370. And again, on X at Callas underscore 33. I listened to the post-game show for Pirates yesterday. Dan Zangrilli was hosting. And Dan Zangrilli highlighted this clip, which I actually think is interesting, too. Derek Shelton did a pregame. He did a pregame press conference. He wanted to address the media before the Pirates started this series against the Cardinals. He could really afford to because, you know, it's your home ballpark. You can usually do whatever you want to. Sometimes it's a little harder to arrange media when you're in an away ballpark, but you're home. A bunch of people got to hear him speak on Tuesday, and this is what he said about the homestand.
Yeah, well, I think the divisional games carry more weight now just because we played less of them and because of the fact that everybody is bunched up. So I think that really plays. And then the Mets are playing about as well as anybody in baseball. I mean, since J.D. Martinez got there, they've played about as well as anybody in the National League. So it's going to be an important stretch for us. I mean, we just have to continue to figure out ways to win games. But the divisional games, because there's less of them now, are very important.
Okay, so Derek Shelton says division games are important. And I've got an important stretch, too, here, because we're all clumped up. I, you know, that's awesome that he has that mentality, and he's saying the right things. That's the right thing to say right there. We have to win these games. We have to find a way to win. I will not necessarily beat up here today on Mitch Keller, but five earned runs over five innings is not really going to get it done. But if you look deeper into this, Jack Suwinski came through big. He was 3-for-3. Had that big three-run home run to get the Pirates back into it. Made it 6-3. They cut the lead in half. Then McCutchen followed that with a home run. So it was 6-4 at one point. They were coming back. But how about the other two times that Jack Suwinski got on base and Yasmani Grandal batting last in the order? Two other times that Suwinski got on base, grounds into a double play. Went 0-for-3, accounted for five of the outs that were recorded in this game. Five! It just didn't feel like for the majority of the team that the urgency was there. I mean, you got hits sprinkled around here and there. Rowdy Tellez was 1-for-2 when he was in. Like, man, look, I mean, like, it's annoying that you hear the coach say, yeah, let's try to play up to these games because they're important, and then, you know, you have your catcher ground into two double plays and make five of the outs in the game. That's not great. Reynolds is playing in July now. He went 0-for-4. I saw a statistic that he bats around 200, or he's batted around 200 the previous two seasons that he had a hot June. Yesterday was not inspiring. I know it's early. But the Pirates have an opportunity. It's not gone yet. It's going to be gone with every day that passes from this point forward. But they have an opportunity. They are clumped in the standings right now with other teams. And they're playing the team right now that has the third wild card spot, and with that win, actually, now it's the second wild card spot. The Cardinals are now second. Padres have lost two in a row. That helps the Mets out, because the Mets are now a game back. Pirates are 3.5 back now. This series is so important. They're not going to sweep it now, so that's not great. They could still win it, but this is a golden opportunity. Then they play against the Mets. They have to do what Shelton said and buckle it down. But he's got to not just say it to the media. We all already knew how crucial it was. So he's asked that question, and he gives the right answer to the press. But a losing effort was then displayed. It's not great. It's very annoying. And I'm annoyed this morning. I try not to get too frustrated, because I like to keep it mellow on this show. But I am frustrated. I'm disappointed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
412-928-9370. I got this caller on the line now who wants to talk. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, my name's Kurt. I'm in the car.
Okay, go ahead. What's on your mind?
You know what? I didn't hear you mention this. I mean, they just seemed kind of disinterested last night, but the umpire wasn't helping. That was the worst officiating I've seen behind the plate in a while, and Shelton didn't say a thing about it. He stayed up there on the steps and looked at his note card, didn't say a word. Yeah, so, I mean, it was just a lackluster effort all the way around.
Okay, thank you for the call. Appreciate your opinion. Unfortunately, I mean, the Pirates aren't in a position to complain about the officiating, though, because it can't always be the officiating here. And they were within two runs at one point. And Keller, there was a catcher's interference in the fourth inning. It was kind of freaky. And it was one crooked number scored in this game, so it's not like it was terrible all throughout. Two in the third, four in the fourth. He ended up getting through five. The Pirates did the thing, though, where they only score in one inning, and that doesn't help. How many runs Kyle Gibson in his start, five innings, five hits, four in runs. Okay. So they got four off Kyle Gibson in one inning, or he was responsible for the four runs given up. The Pirates didn't do anything against the bullpen. So I'm not going to blame the officiating here. I know we love to blame umpires sometimes. Sometimes they're critical and crucial calls. I don't think this was one of those times. Maybe it was a bad game all around. Okay. Being bad can still lead to consistency if you're bad in the right places or bad in the same places. I'm not blaming the officiating. I appreciate your call and your perspective, though. That's fine. But I'm not going to blame the officiating here. That's not what we're doing here. It's this is a case where I'm more worried about them being disinterested, seeming like, hey, this isn't, it doesn't look like they're playing with urgency at all. Listen to this quote again, because, I mean, that's why I'm going to get frustrated now, and I really don't want to get frustrated, and I'm not mad at you, I'm just expressing my feelings right now, because the Pirates are close, and they're closer than they've been in years to making the playoffs. We would hit July, and it would be like, ah, man, this, shucks, you know, who can they develop? What are they going to get in the draft, or who do they get in the draft, and why is that important? And the future is not this year. That's why it's just frustrating, because they have the opportunity. They've got a lot of their prospects in the majors now who are doing great, and they've invested a healthy amount of money in support for this team. And you hear the manager say this. Here it is again, one more time, 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, I think the divisional games carry more weight now just because we played less of them and because of the fact that everybody is bunched up. So I think that really plays. And then the Mets are playing about as well as anybody in baseball. I mean, since J.D. Martinez got there, they've played about as well as anybody in the National League. So it's going to be an important stretch for us. I mean, we just have to continue to figure out ways to win games. But the divisional games, because there's less of them now, are very important.
They did not play like they were important games. They just did not play. And they're playing in PNC Park. They're at home. They didn't play like it was an urgent game. It was a game where they could capitalize on playoff ground. It's great that he held a press conference. It's really cool that he said the right things. That's great for Derek Shelton. Why didn't the team play like the game was as the game was described as its importance? That was a weird sentence. Why didn't they play up to his words, is what I'm trying to say. Why didn't they play up to what he said? Why didn't they play as hard as they could based on what he said? How important this next stretch of games is. 412-928-9370. One more call before I go to break. Good morning. What's your name?
Rob from Chicago. Morning, Dallas.
Oh my gosh, you're first time early morning for me, aren't you?
No, I'm always in the. I'm an early morning guy. Man, set out.
You never called me though. That's what I mean.
It's been a little while.
Okay, what's up?
Anyway, I think that the Pirates are succeeding ahead of schedule, and I don't. They just don't want to mortgage the future, and I don't see why they don't start giving up a few prospects now for an outfielder to jumpstart this thing. I want to like Shelton. He's a likable guy, but he runs the Pirates like a summer camp. Everybody play ball, will break at lunch and have bologna and Capri Sun. And, it's just, there is no sense of urgency. There'd be some more drastic changes made.
Yeah, Rob, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. No, I appreciate that perspective. He's running it like a summer camp. I like that. Yeah, I want to like Shelton, too. I want to like all these guys. Ben Cherington's reputation was real exciting when he came here. He was the one that tried to make the Red Sox a winner and seemed to construct two winners in his tenure. He wasn't there for the second one, but you could argue that a lot of his decisions led to those players being on the team that won that championship. Absolutely. I want to like these guys. Shelton. First-time manager, real exciting. Seemed like he had a good spirit. There ain't any spirit right now. I don't care about that either. This isn't a slight to you, Rob. I mean, I like you. You're fine. I'm not with the ahead of schedule group here, too. I mean, they're in it right now. That's all that matters. I don't care that they're ahead of schedule. And they haven't talked like they're ahead of schedule. So if they're not saying they're ahead of schedule, and they're playing like they can compete, and they've got to do something to separate themselves. They must. I'm not worried about them being ahead of schedule. The 2017 Yankees weren't worried about being ahead of schedule. They had a bunch of great prospects that weren't expected to do as well as they did. Aaron Judge being one of them hit 52 home runs. And that team made it to the American League Championship Series. I'm not worried about them being ahead of schedule. Now, their offense isn't as good, and they're not as well-rounded of a team as that 2017 Yankees team, so that analogy isn't necessarily fully translated. But my point still stands. They've got enough talent, and they're in it. The National League is very competitive this year, and they're in the thick of it. They've been dismissed from the playoff conversation year after year here recently. And now they're within striking distance? They're going to be facing two of the teams that are right in the thick of it this month, to start this month. And that first game, they look like they're not ready to play. So I'm not having that. Rob, I appreciate your perspective and I get it. But I'm not
I'm not doing the ahead of schedule thing. They're fine. They're capable. They can do good things. And I expect that. I think you all should expect that as well. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, it's going to cool off a little bit from yesterday. Not a lot, maybe not. High of 90 today, low of 66. It's going to cool off later in the week, though, and there's some rain tomorrow and Friday expected. High of 85, low of 71 for tomorrow. 45% chance of rain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.